Proclamation number 6386 of 26th of October, 1955. Redemption of the hard matter. The spiritual that is at the beginning of development languishes for an inconceivably long time in hardest anchor cement because it cannot move into a loosened outer form until its resistance decreases, which takes an inconceivably long time. But one day a change of its outer form must also come for this spiritual substance. And if you humans now consider that there are works of creation which have appeared and changed for eternities, which seem indestructible to you from time immemorial and also for eternity to come, then you have to ask yourselves when a change can come for the spiritual substance bound in it if it is to follow the path of development which leads to embodiment as a human being like you. The liberation from the hard form also comes for this spiritual being according to God's will. For God Himself has determined the duration of the existence of such creations in the knowledge of the diminishing of resistance and thus also the end. The dissolving of such creation. Foreseen since eternity. And therefore, at intervals determined by God, complete destructions of creations take place which cannot be dissolved in any other way than through violent eruptions, which, however, can also be caused by people themselves who, in free will, undertake unlawful actions which result in violent eruptions. This free will is also included in God's plan of salvation, and God even allows such unlawful actions to serve the spiritual substance banished in form in its effect if He does not Himself naturally bring about a dissolution of such creations. But such processes always serve the liberation of that which languishes in the hard form in order to give it an easier outer form where it must continue the path of development upwards. No human being imagines the immeasurable torments of the spiritual which this long imprisonment meant, and no human being believes that in the new creation spiritual substances will be bound again for an infinitely long time, which failed in the free state and instead of reaching ascent sank back into deepest darkness. You humans all look at the creations without deeper thoughts as to what they really are. That they harbor spiritual substances which were once fallen original spirits, full of freedom and light. And that these are now bound in deepest darkness but shall one day attain freedom and light again. And that this course of development also irrevocably necessitates the temporary destruction of creations, but that you humans reject as implausible such references to an end of this earth. Only someone who knows about the meaning and purpose of creation thinks about it, and the announced end is probable to him, but he does not get through with his views to his fellow human beings who lack this knowledge. But every human being should think and ask so that he can receive an answer mentally. And anyone who rejects a coming dissolution or destruction of this earth as not proving a God of love, only claims God's love for himself because he does not know that everything in creation originated from him is spiritual like the human being. That it has only not yet reached the degree in its development where it can embody itself as a human being. But that it is to reach the degree by constantly changing its external form and serving in every form. And this possibility is always given to the spiritual by God. And even if eternities pass, the day will come one day for this spiritual being when it can escape from the solid form and move into a somewhat lighter one again. and God's eternal plan of salvation always foresees the day when the spiritual substance will be liberated from hard matter, the day when one redemption period ends and a new one begins. For the spiritual's development progresses unceasingly because God's love constantly looks after everything that once emerged from Him, until it returns to Him again in order to be able to be and remain blissfully happy in all freedom forever. Amen.